Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. As always, every week, we're happy you guys are joining us. Don is here.
I'm here.
Ava?
We love it when Don's here.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say
we love it. You know it's going to be a good show. Hang on to your hats, everybody.
Good thing he doesn't listen because he doesn't know what we say about him while he's not here.
Oh,
I've been known to listen, too, you know.
Yeah,
but I know you haven't listened the last couple weeks because otherwise you would have said something.
Show's
see what I mean?
Show's
Ava?
Not over.
He doesn't
no.
listen. No, he's
no.
all good. He's all
we're
good.
Nice.
Yes, we are. Well, again, thank you guys for joining us. It's always fun, Don. I know you and I have had encounters with people who are like, wait a minute, I recognize your voice. Did you have, and yeah. Oh, well, that's cool. So kind of fun. But anyway, lots of good stuff coming up on the show today. We're going to talk about how to beat freezer burn. We've got a multiple different methods when you're freezing your fish. And there's going to be a lot of fish catching going on this fall. And again, what do you want to do this fall? Can you do them all? Do you have to transition to activities? What's the scenario that we're under? We're going to talk about that as well. More Valley Outdoors coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa. Good to see you, Don.
Good to be seen.
Ava?
We're here, ready to go.
That's the standard
always,
approach.
Yeah.
We're here.
Off to a good start.
Yeah. Technical difficulties are always fun,
it's
aren't they?
All good.
Yeah. Well, that's... We're over that. We're good. We're ready
the
to rock and roll.
The show must go on.
Yep, exactly. Yep. It's all good. So, Don, I had mentioned at the intro that, you know, when... We talk seasonal changes.
Yes.
There's so much to do. So little time.
Are you talking about fishing?
Everything.
Everything.
Well,
we're
hunting seasons are on.
Yes. It's so you can, bow season has started.
Bow season started. You've got turkey. No, not turkey. Pheasant's got, you know, you got
pheasant's
pheasant.
Coming
you
up.
Got,
that's middle of October.
Yeah. So you've got a lot of things that are coming into play.
I thought you were going to talk fishing. Even that has changed.
Yeah. It has. Well, somewhat. Of course, we're looking at still being...
It's changed from what I would consider a pre-fall situation to middle of the summer.
Yeah. It's a little on the warm side.
Yes. I'll tell you about it later.
I know last weekend I was out at the... earlier this week, I went out to Port Washington.
Yes.
And the traditional thought is this time of year, you're only going to get the four-year-old fish that are beat up, black, rotting, and let's not do that. So I pushed myself, had a friend of mine come with me, and she had never been fishing before out there, never
yep.
done it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, we're going to try some different stuff. Well, the wind was perfect. It was flat. Just beautiful, sunny day. We got out there a Monday afternoon, did a Monday evening bite. We ended up 5 for 7, which means we caught 5. We had 7 fish on. 2 were a little rambunctious, shall we say, and they got close to the boat and decided they didn't want to hang on for the ride. But nonetheless, changing philosophy, we went out deeper. So instead of where the fish are in tight because you can catch those fish, hopefully you get them, but not the ones you want to take home, right? They're not really edible. You can catch them, but you're not going to eat them. And 200 feet, they're all beautiful, bright chrome fish. And want to talk about awesome. So extending the season is really what it's about. But, you know, that's just one small story. But now it comes in, how do you balance out the hunting is going on, the fishing is going on? And it's pretty simple from my perspective. Obviously, the hunting, you can do an evening sit. You could go early morning and go fishing. Or flip-flop. Whichever bite you think is going to be, or whatever sit you think is going to be best for that particular spot that you're in. So understanding, you can actually apply and say, look, I want to take a day. I'm going to go fish in the morning and surf and turf. So I'm going to go fish in the morning and sit in the afternoon. And of course, it depends on how your trail cam sets up. If you're having a lot of activity in that evening time frame,
Or early morning,
set it up accordingly and go out, set in the morning, and you maybe go out in the afternoon and go fishing. So I think the seasonality makes choices difficult, but it's not like you have to put all your eggs in one basket is really what I'm getting at. Because in my opinion, the fall fishing is nothing less than outstanding. There's nothing better on a river or a lake. Right now, they're putting the feed bag on. The fish are packing on the pounds, and they're eating. And in transition, obviously, with the warm weather right now, it's going to be a little bit. Sunlight is a major play in it, but temperatures are still a little warm. It looks like across the Midwest.
Well, I mean, I can tell you, I was north of the border last week.
Yep.
And we just ran into a situation, I would say, in the 35, 40 years I've been going to Canada. That was probably the most perfect week, other than this time of year. It was too warm. I mean, the water temperature was still 70 degrees. And there was no wind. I mean, it was mere. But it was very pleasant to be out there at 72 degrees.
It's great. Yep. But they're not where you would be traditionally at this time of year. Now, that will change as we look for the forecast next week.
It's going to be 10 days from
40 degrees. It's going to be overnights, and we're going to have some cooling coming on. So it's going to be a good thing. But again, really, how do you set your priorities? But do not give up on a season when the fishing is amazing and the obviously the hunting is starting to really come into its own. And I don't like sitting in the woods getting out there when it's 85 degrees.
No.
Put your eggs in the fishing basket. Let everything cool down. Then enjoy sitting in the and splitting time.
Yeah, it's really tough to take game when it's that warm out.
That's a tough gig.
Yep.
But you know what? As the old saying goes, it's a tough gig if you can get it, you know? So right. I'm not going to complain if you can do both.
Sit and look for them.
Yep, exactly right. Well, tell you what, we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about the getting fillets set up properly for putting them in the freezer. And also an elk result in Minnesota had a little odd story going with it. So tell you what, hang tight. We're going to have more Valley Outdoors coming right up.